from Rashi and Bava Mabez. Hamepis Mursa, Mapis Mursa. Pesach Pe Napach, Shakur and Klug. Napach is a boil, something which is blown up. So he's making an opening in it. He's trying to make it in such a way that it'll last, be able to be used continuously. Chayiv, Shumasak and Pesach. He's making something, he's making an opening. The Malacha is Bona. The Ashach on Binyan Rebali Chayim, the Ksiba of Yivan as a Tzela. The Torah uses the language of Binyan by human beings. It says that Hashem took Chava, took this piece from the Tzela, from the Adam, and built it into a person. So you see the language of Binyan applies to human beings. If, however, his goal is just to remove the Lecha, it's Potter. The Kaimalan Potter, Mutter, Lechatkila, Bitzia Shabbos. So the Mor says that this is an exception, and this is Potter and Mutter. So Kasha, Laman the Osar, so this would be a question on the opinion which says that it's Osar to be a Betchila B'Shabbos, the Hainami Lohiti Damhu, because this is the same, this is taking out the liquids, the Dam, the pus, whatever is there. So and this is to take out the Dam. So Hasam Gabi Lecha Pakid is Kanas Biyachad. It's gathered together. V'Oker Kulamin Abaser. V'Emelotzis. It's totally detached from the Abaser, and it's ready to come out. V'Hachad Dam Sulim. But by Dam Sulim Pakid Hu B'Loyoker Lagamri. It's not totally detached. El Nivlek Zas Big Sulim. It's absorbed slightly into the walls. Al Bishayna Mechuberg. Even though it's not fully attached, Kashar Dam Hevor, like other blood in the different Devorim. Elakonis is gathered together. Miyadoyma le Mechuber who shena muchen lotzeis kalecha. But it is compared more to the Mechuber, the opinion which says that it's osir, than the case of lecha, which is totally detached from the from any just being held inside of the space. Okay, so then the question was, and we allowed this woman to have Biyabit Chila B'Shabbos, but the Ksuba wasn't written. So he answered, "Atusua metaltali tenula metaltalin tachas yada, give her metaltin into her hands, b'mashkin as a mashkin, l'shibik subasa to a commitment to the ksuba, achitabuk star ksubasa b'shibik hakos until they'll write up the star, which the correct way that the ksuba was collected was the commitment of karkos, which." The mile of karka is that it can't be destroyed, stolen, hidden, etc. So the Iker Shibud of Ksuba, Din of the Gemara, was on karka. But meanwhile, we'll give her metaltin to hold until that point in time. So the Gemara says that Rav Papa says that that only Yontav is mutter. So Rav Papa asked, "My Daitzicha, what are you thinking? The Mishra Yontav Yosem Mishabbos to allow it's on Yom Tov more than Shabbos because of the Svara of Mitoich. The Tzarech Echol Nefesh Gren Shechita. Once the Torah allowed it for Echol Nefesh purposes, like Shechita, the Chabura is Mutzah for Shechita, so it'll be Mutzah for other purposes as well." Tesla here gets involved in a long discussion. When we say Shalom the Tzarech, does it require a Tzarech Yom Tov? Or it's totally Mutzah, period. There is mitarcha with the hutcha the tzarich echol nefesh, but hutcha namish shalom the tzarich. So the defined shalom the tzarich, does it mean it has no purpose at all? It's still its mutter, or it means it has to have a yomtiv purpose. If it has a yomtiv purpose, it's mutter. Since the machlokes rishonim, Tosfos says it has to have a tzarich hanos a yoyim or tzarich kiyum mitzvah. It has to have some purpose, but if no purpose at all, even the mitarch, even basil agrees that mitarch does not apply. There's also Machlokas Rishonim, and Tosis writes Bariches to support that. Is this a Din Rabbana that requires Tzarech Yom or a Din Daraisa? In other words, is the logic behind the Din of Mitoich that? In other words, I could look at the Ramban seems a little like this. The Ramban says that there are two categories of malacha. We discussed this when we learned Be'ah. There's two categories of malacha. There are what's known as malachas avoida, and melechas ochel nefesh. A yom tov only melechas avodah is yom tov is aser. I mean that you see the Torah when it writes the isra melacha on yom tov called melechas avodah l'sasu behem. The isra is melechas avodah. And the opposite of that is melechas ochel nefesh. The only place in the Torah it mentions ochel nefesh is in Parshas Bo, which says kol melacha lo yaseh behem afshe yechel ochel nefesh ulevado yaseh lochem. So there, the Ramban says, since the Torah didn't say melechas avodah specifically, it said kol melacha, there it has to speak out that ochel nefesh is mutter. But everywhere else where the Torah uses the language melechas avodah, it's obvious that melechas ochel nefesh is mutter, because it's in, right? So the Torah never answered melechas ochel nefesh. So now when I say this, it didn't mitoich, it's not that there's a heter because of a tzarek. This is not one of the melechas of Torah asr. The Torah asr melechas avodah. So, dealing with semer, shearing the wool, is not a lech, it's a melechas avodah. It's made for a purpose of a different purpose. The Torah asr that. The Torah did not asr melechas ochel nefesh. It's not the melechas, that melechas. If I take the lamed hetz melechas and I say, the Torah asr lisha on yom tov, the answer is no. So Beishamai says the Torah allowed it for achila purposes. Beisila says no, it's mutter and it's mutter, even not for achila purposes. The answer is because the malach is not osir.
So I don't understand this.
See, even if you don't have any tzarech at all, it's not osir.
But it's shavah chol nefesh. I don't understand.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Rose.
So now, according to the Ramban, so you're going to have, you can't do malach on yom tov for tzarech and nachri. You can't do malach on yom tov the shedah shavah l'chol nefesh. You can't do it l'tzarech behema. You can't do it all these things which are usr. He says those are a new isr which is imposed, that if you take this malach which is mutter and you do it for a nachri, it becomes usr. If you take this malach which is mutter and you do it for a behema, it becomes usr. You take this malach and you do it for shedah shavah l'chol nefesh, it becomes usr. It's almost you're imposing an isr. That's what the Rabban understands it. So according to that theory, minaraisa, you don't need any tzarech hayom, as long as it's not the tzarech l'mocher. If a person does malacha on yom tov with tzarech l'mocher, he gets malchus. That's the parasha Gemara. Because now that you did it not for yom tov, you did it for the next day, that imposes an isser upon it. You do it with no purpose at all, it's mutter. Or is there a heter called ochel nefesh? And Beis Hillel understands that ochel nefesh is a heter. It's a heter which... Beishami says the heter is ochel nefesh. Beisila says no, ochel nefesh is an example of, the Torah is giving you an example of valid needs which the Torah permitted it for. Okay, so it's an example. So there are other examples, there are other possible cases, it's only an example. So ochel nefesh is an example of a tzarech yom tov. So I have a different tzarech yom tov, it's also mutter. So that's machlokes how to learn this din of mitoich. Okay. So he said, according to your thought process, you're going to allow the first bia. You should allow mugmer. B'samim aloheish, the garmer sekelim. B'sabegodim, you want to put b'samim onto the fire to put a nice smell into the utensil or to the clothing. So you would hang the clothing above you put the coals down below, put the b'samim on top of it, and hang the clothes above, and they would absorb the smell.
Could that change by? In other words, whether this is Shavuot Chol Nefesh, changed by time, culture.
Pashas, yes. So he said back, Alecha Merkrua L'Chol Nefesh, Dover Shavuot Chol Nefesh. That's one of the questions, the question of the showering and for the whole body. Some poskim assume that if the Gemara says explicitly this is something which is prohibited, and gives a specific example, that's already more difficult to be matur, but so mugmer. But if when we're applying the rule, we apply the rule based on what's called normal where you are. Someone which is explicit in the Gemara that it's usur, it becomes more challenging. I mean, there's a shailin double shavu called nefesh. Doesn't mean it's something which is used regularly. Something supposed to something which is used spare. Anybody would use it, but only very, very, very rare occasion is that called shavu l'chol nefesh. So, how you define shavu l'chol nefesh itself is obviously a whole body of discussion.
Could you give an example of a second case, not regular use?
No, I'm saying something which that when you say shavu l'chol nefesh, so. it means most people will be using this regularly. So how regular is the question, you know? So, yeah, I do it once a year. Is that called regular? So there's one sheet that says Shabbat Chol Nefesh means it's something which is done every day. So, because the example the Torah gives is Achila. So Achila is done every day. So if you would require people to take showers every day to make showers mutter, right? You'd have to get it to that level. But people take showers every other day, it wouldn't be mutter according to that thought process. You wait till tomorrow. Like, I'm going to tell you wait till tomorrow to eat, but I'm going to tell you wait till tomorrow to take a shower, because you always give a gap of a day. So all of your yomim tovim of the Torah are one day long. Mugmer is something which only Mufanakim use, and that's what's called Enashav L'chol Nefesh. Okay, then the Mor said he used the Lashon of her, Rabbi Yochanan ben Sidon, also Libo B'tchila B'Shabbos. So he grappled with the question, Mi Ika Hurah L'Yisr? Do we use the phrase Hurah when we're saying something is Asr? Mi Kori Isr Hurah? Can you say, when you say something is Asr, can you call that an act of Hurah, of using your powers of as a murah hurah to decide something? Mishum l'chol adam rishay l'hachmer. Anybody can say something is osur. Va'oser ein zem smichus tevorim. It's not a person relying on his knowledge and his logic. Shefilu min asafik shen alach abruloi hu bo va'oser. That a person can do because of a safik. Avol hamater. But when a person comes to say something is permitted, sarmech al shmu asoy, el soras mechachma asoy, v'hi hurah. That's called relying either on you have a masara, or you have a logic why you've worked out that this is going to be permitted, and that's an act of hurrah. The person is coming and making a decision. So Mora said, yeah, we do find such a thing. This is hurrah bezdin, mishiv mishetas nazar. Hurrah beisilol. The beisilol said a psak, and used the language of hurrah by the story of Hilani Hamalka, that where she was undertook. And the Zirish Yatsa bin Allah Mukama, when Nadra Shiva Sheva Shanim bin Nazir, as a schus for her son, she undertook 7 years. He went out to wars, 7 years of being in the Zira. And Bechutz Loritz, and she kept those 7 years in Chutz Loritz, but also Loritz, and then she went up to Eretz Yisrael. She has to redo it again. Chuta Shedra Shenipsek Berubai is a treifa. If it cut through the majority of the Chuta Shedra, is considered a treifa, and Rabbi Yaakov is even a nekev. Okay. Zokt the Gemara.
Question. Are there three categories of individuals?
No, Mufunak and Ismes are interchangeable. Let's go back a step. The usage of the word Issin is, the more you're thinking of the Rebbe Gamliel and Brachos in the first parak, use the word Issin is, Rashi has Issin is an Ishkar, it's a person who is a cold person, and he has special needs. It wasn't a picky person, a finicky person. There was a person who had some reason why he had these needs. It's become colloquially to you. Isinus is colloquially used. It means a mafunak.
Yeah, Reynars.
Okay. Something more. We're holding the Gemara by the two dots, the third white line. Omer Rebekav, Omer Rebhuna, Omer Rebab, Bar Zabda, Omer Rab. Achas Psula Bachas Amanda is Tuna Bracha. They have the Zebrachas Chasana, which we call Sheba Brachas. They have the Zebrachas Chasana. Okay. Mi Amar Rav Huna Hachi, Amar Rav Huna Amana Eina Tuna Bracha. A woman who's an Amana does not require bracha. So more answers. Loikasha. That's not a stira, because Kan Bebacher Shenasa Amana, Kan Be'Alman Shenasa Amana. If it's a person who's never been married before, we refer to him as a Bacher. So. He requires a bracha, but an almoin, a widower, marrying a widow, or the same thing would be a divorcee, etc., but they've been married before, so they do not require a bracha. The Mor says, really? The alman shenos amana loy. You tell me that an alman who marries an amana does not require a bracha? Can't be. V'omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Amar li huna bar nosen." I'm not sure who if that's Tam Rav Huna or that's a different one. I'm not sure. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna were contemporaries. Would possibly call him by his name. That he quoted the Tana of Raisa, which says, "Minayin lebirchas chasanim basar." How do we know that birchas chasanim requires 10 people? So Boaz gathered 10 men, told them to be seated, and he proceeded to do the process of taking Ruth in front of these 10 people. So you see, you require 10 people. Ruth had been married before, and Boaz had been married before, because I'll say that when they came back, Boaz was also known as Ibsen, and the story which we come back, and they said, the story was, why did they meet, how did everybody know about her? They came back, the Russian was Muslim, since they left, because I'll say when they left, everybody in the city went afterwards and pleaded with them not to leave. He was the leader of the city. So when they came back, the Rosh Hashanah created, they would come back exactly when appointed. Everybody in the city was out there. How was that? Boaz's wife had passed away, and everybody was taking part of the funeral to take her to the Levaya, for Kvura. And just that's when Naomi walks in with Ruth. So he'd been married before. And that's the source for Birchas Chasanim. It's an Alman and an Amano. Some more answers like this. My enetuna bracha. So we have to rephrase what we said before. We said that an alman, that we said before that the case of an almana does not require bracha. What it means is the following: my enetuna bracha, damar huna enetuna bracha kol zayin, aviyamechatuna bracha. It does require 7 days of birchas chasadim, 7 days of celebrating. And then making a bracha at the meal. It requires 1 day. Okay. The day of the chasna.
Now, generally, Shavuot brachos, you know, for the week is, you know, only, you know, if you happen, you know, to have the meal and the chadashos, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying, because it's a requirement of 10 people.
Yeah, so... But the first day, is there a sort of a chiyuv to get to bring the people together?
Correct.
So that would be a distinction.
Correct.
You mean the first day is the wedding?
Right. But in other words, during the week of we call Shev Brochus, the week of Shiva Shem Mishnah, if you have a meal with 10 people, you have a chiyuv to say Shev Brochus. If you don't have 10 people, you won't say Shev Brochus. The first day you're mechuyuv to get 10 people to celebrate and say Shev Brochus. Well, we'll talk about Panam Chadosh. Okay, that's the next almost two blot. We'll deal with brachos, these brachos. Okay, the Mor says, one day, Elohad Tanya Shatu Chachamim Al Tekanas Benos Yisrael Shiyu Semechi Magimel Yamim. Where's the 3 days of celebration? It is. B'mai Ibe Bachar Hamarta Shiva. If the woman's an Amman. And if the man who's marrying her is a bracher, so we said it's 7 days a bracha. Iba alman hamarta yamecha. You said it's only 1 day. So Morris says iboy say ba alman yamecha the bracha b'shloisha the simcha. Iboy say ba bracher shiva the bracha b'shloisha the simcha. So the answer is when you marry an almana, the bracha is 1 day, the day of the chasa. And there's no din of shevrochas after that. Regards the chiyuv of the husband to be with his wife to misameach with her. It's either 3 days by the case of a alman and an almana, and or 7 days by a bachur and an almana. Okay, so he is in 7 days of a simcha, but not 7 days of bedafka making a meal and saying shevrochas. There's no din of saying shevrochas over there. Okay.
Mesre.
It's only 3 days. It's 3 days of Sukkot, right?
So
three days of Shlosh.
What's the simcha? How does that manifest itself? I mean, we talked about like not.
He has to be with her and celebrate together. It's a private celebration. Pashas he would patra tachem.
He would. Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is why it's interesting. There's a question in regards to Tachanun. When we calculate the calculation of the 7 days for Tachanun and the calculation of 7 days for Shebrachas are not necessarily the same, which is that you see from this Gemara. They're not connected together. So we say there's a din of a bachur bearing a psula of 7 days of Simcha. So some say that 7 days meis leis. So even though it's the eighth day already, he's still pater from Tachan. So the chasim was on Sunday. So last day of Shebrachas, Sunday afternoon. The last day of Shebrachas is Shabbos. They celebrate on Sunday, and then the last day of the saying the Shebrachas would be Shabbos. And you have to actually make sure you finish it before Shkia, because you don't get involved in the Sufik. But the Sunday morning he would pater Tachan, Mishnah Berurah says, because he's still in his 7 days of Simcha. Meisvei, mevorchen lepsula shiva olamono yom echad. Okay, so it says that the din of it says mevorchen lepsula shiva, which that's true no matter what type of whether the man is an alman or bocher, mevorchen lepsula shiva. It says olamono is yom echad, right? My love, afilo olamono shenisays lebocher. It means even if the Amana married a Bacher, you'd only have 1 day. You would only have 1 day okay. You'd only have 1 day of bracha. The Mor says loy la alman. In the situation of the alman, it's one day of bracha. By a Bacher, it's 7 days of bracha. So Mor says abul Bacher my shiva. If the case of an Amana marries a Bacher, it's 7 days. Yachi, alisni mevorach and lepsula shiva. So a psula always gets 7 days, whether she's marrying an almoner or marrying a bocher. She gets 7 days. Lamana, we should clarify. Shenis says the bocher shiva. And if she's marrying a bocher, also shiva, and an almoner is marrying an almoner, the bracha is only 1 day. So more answers. Lamana Yemechad, Milsa the Lamana Yemechad, but Stavon Lamana marrying an almond will be 1 day. More answers, Milsa Psikta Katani. All it's saying is the race, it's giving you the minimum. The lack of Basula, the Batsam Yeshiva, the lack of Amana, the Batsam Yemechad. The minimum of Basula is always 7 days, the minimum of Amana is 1 day. Sometimes there's more. What? Butzra, less than. Butzra. Right. So, Krashi, Tuna Bracha, Birchus Chasanim, because we'll see later on that Birchus Nasun, we'll see when something called Birchus Erisin as well. Boyas Amen Haba, Domer Mar, Ibsen Zeboyas. Mercer says he had 60 children already.
Boaz?
Boaz had 60 sons and 60 daughters. Excuse me, 30 sons and 30 daughters, a total of 60 children. Amar to Shiva, Dimida Enatuna, Kamar of Huna, Akimna, Denatuna, Shiva, Nikladatuna, the Kamar Rebbe Abba, is Shiva. So we're saying you don't need. Means you don't need seven. Means saying you do need, means you do need seven. Okay. So, and here it's saying that simcha is only 3 days. Fine. Mevorach and lepsula shiva. The kamam nefarish kishabo panim chadoshes mevorach kulon klayme mishta miloi mevorachad. So, if this panim chadoshes by the meal, so then you say all seven brachas. If there's not panim chadoshes, then you only say the last bracha of asher bara. Okay. Something more. Gufa. Omer of Nachman. Omer Lihuna Bar Nosson. Rav Nachman quoted that Huna Bar Nosson told him, Tana, we learned that a brisa minayin the birchus chasanim basora. So how do we know that birchus chasanim requires 10 people? Shenemar v'yikach asora anashim yuzik me'ir v'yam ashupoi and v'yeshevu. So you gather 10 men. That's one source. Rabbi Vo Omer Mehacher. Rabbi Vo says that we have a different source for this. It says, "B'makelois Baruch Elokim Hashem mimikar Yisrael." So when you want to give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should do it with a kehila. So kehila is 10 people. And why is it referring to Birchus Chasanim? It says mimikar Yisrael, when the idea of the makor being the rechem, meaning the when we're preparing for a marriage, which sets up the ability to have children, that requires a kehila. So more says Rav Nachman b'haikra derbi avo my dorish bay. So he doesn't use it to teach the din of Birchus Chasanim basora. So does he have any other usage of that pasuk? Mibor lelechid atanya. He derives from this pasuk the following. Hayir meir oimer minayin shafila ubrim shememeimon omru shir alayam. How do we know that even the uber, the fetus, sang the Kadosh Baruch Hu by the yam? Shemar b'makelois baruch alakim Hashem mimekar Yisrael. Hashem was blessed from the makor, from inside of the rechem. The children inside the rechem gave out a bracha to a shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Vo does he accept Rav Meir's drasha? If he does, how does he know Birchus Chasanim? Im kein le mikro mi beten my mi makor al itzke makor. So he understands this pasuk. Is teaching me both ideas. The fact that it says it could use the word Bethan and uses the word Makor to tell me that they're deferring to the idea of Iske Makor. Fine. Ribavo Bahaikwadr Ram Nachman my Dorish. What does he do with the Pasuk of in Rus by Boyaz? What does he do with that Pasuk? That the Mor says that the purpose of gathering 10 people was the midrash to teach them amoni v'le amonis mo'avi v'le mo'avis. The purpose over here was a lesson in halacha which he wanted to publicize, and he publicized it by gathering 10 people. And the halacha he was publicizing was the halacha that the isser of mo'avi or amoni does not apply to the women, therefore he's allowed to marry Rus. The pasuk says, why did you have to get, if it was for bracha purposes, you have to only get skanim for bracha purposes. So therefore, it must be the purpose over here was to discuss the halacha in front of the Tamid Chacham of the city. So v'idach or Nachman, why does he feel his pshat is correct? Maybe it's for this purpose. Because he's chodaitach lemidrash, if the purpose was to teach the halacha, why do you need 10 people? If the purpose was to say a bracha, we have an idea that for these types of things, many times chazar, masak, and brachas, etc., they require a minyan. But for teaching halachas, there's no such requirements. So more answers in the Frasumi Milsa. We do. He could require 10 because he needed to publicize the concept. Kedamale Shmuel, Rav Chana Bagdatoa. So the Morris is a story that Shmuel asked Rav Chana from Baghdad that Paik Vaisili Bay Asura, please go out and bring in 10 people. And then I will teach you in their presence. I want to teach Allah and I want to make sure that it's publicized clearly because it's questionable, as we'll see in a minute. So I feel like I want to get a minyan of 10 people to publicize it. So you see that was a usage that people would do for 10 people. What do I want to teach? I want to teach the following halacha. Hamazaka le'uber is kana. That if a person gives a present ownership to a child in utero, to a fetus, the child is kana, and he can take ownership and possession of something even before he's born. Now, how would you do it? You would do it, the child needs to do a kinyan. You can do zchiyah. So he used Lashon of Mazak, Lashon of Schia. So Reuven would give it to Shimon, and Shimon would be kind of the item with whatever kenyan he uses, with intent to be kind of for the Uber. So the Gemara says, okay, so it's not really our discussion, but you should know, Behilchos Mazak Uber Leikala. We don't pass like Shmuel.
Going to Shmuel, how far along?
Pashas after 40 days. Okay. Let's see Rashi. B'makeh, the second line. Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mikar Yisrael. Al Birchas Makor, Sar Kahal. For the brachas which are discussing the source, which is the marriage, which sets up the arrangement to be able to have a source of propagation in Klal Yisrael, that requires a kihilu. V'hainu asara k'moy hakela soedo. So v'edakol papachas me'edo. So you see that it connects the word hakel to an edo, and so hakela goes together with edo. Be'edo asara. We know the edo is asara. K'defidim yadas v'raglim. It says by the das v'raglim ad masai le'edo haro. Yotzi Yeshua Kolev. So there was 12 Yeshua Kolev were not part of the Eda Roa. So the Torah used the lashon of Eda Roa. It's referring to 10 people. So we know that Eda is 10 people. But the Torah, Irsha Bavel, Ishma Baghdad. So it was the city of Baghdad. The Pesach Sidra Shul Rav Shira Goyin. He discovers it's mentioned in the Rav Shira Goyin's letters. Hamazaka Matala Yadayachar the Uber Shemay Imoy is Kana. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Mavork and Birchas Chassanim, Bebeis Chassanim. Yudam Ra'af, Bebeis Ha'eris, Mavork, Nusso. So when they finally do Bebeis Chassanim, when the Chassan brings, when the husband brings his wife, who's in Arusa, to his home, that's when you say Birchas Chassan. Judah says no. When they would do Erisin, when they would get together to be Mekadosher, they would say Birchas Chassan at that point in time. So Omer Abaya. So Abaya says that this din of Rabbi Yehuda is specific. Ubi Yehuda Shana. This was in the section of Rachel of Yehuda. Neshim Yisiach anymore, because Like we mentioned before, that because they had the Gemara says that he was that they allowed the husband and the husband and wife after Erisin to be together, and the concern would be if they, or the possibility would be if they'd be together, they would have relations together, and they're not supposed to have relations until they say the Birchus Chassanim. So therefore, they said Birchus Chassanim by the moment of Erisin, even though he didn't officially bring her to his home for the full act of taking her out of her father's house till later, but they would say, so they would do the bracha beforehand. Now, Tosis over here points out Rabbi Yehuda Omer that arena kalba la bracha sura la bala kanita. Now that arena is Masechtas Seferim. Masechtas Kala. There's one of the Masechtas Kala is Masechtas Kala. And there it starts off with Kala B'lai Brachas Asura L'Bala Kanita. The Chazal did not allow a woman to be with her husband before she had the Shav Brachas. Sechtes K'tan, you have in the Vilna Shas, it's printed in Masechtes Avodah Zorah. It has Masechtes Tefillin, Masechtes Mezuzah, Masechtes Tzitzis, all these little collections of braces. Masechtes Sofrim, Masechtes has Smachus, it has also Masechtas Kal. Masechtas is Derech Eretz. Now, Tosfos the Fisha Pomer brought out Shalosh Shem Chupa Oisin. So the Rishash takes out those words Shalosh Shem Chupa. The point wasn't Shem Chupa, not Shem Chupa. The point was they'd be together be Yichud, so therefore they would say the bracha beforehand.
They'd be together be Yichud, so they'd say the bracha.
They'd say Berachas Chassanim beforehand. Tanya Idoch, Timur Bryce says, Mavarchan Birchas Chasanim, Mabes Chasanim, Birchas Erison, Mabes Erison. So imagine there's also Birchas Erison. Well, the more we'll go through all the Lachas of Birchas Chasanim, but the more says, okay, let's discuss Birchas Erison first. My Mavarch, what was Birchas Erison? Robin Bar Rav Ada, Barabba Bar Rav Ada, Tavar Mishmei the Rav Yehuda, both of them quote, Rav Yehuda said, Amri, they say that you say the following, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekenu Melech Elam, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvah V'tzivonu Al Ha'or Ha'yos, Vatzalonu Es Ha'ar Rusois, Hitalonu Es Ha'nesuois, Ayinei Chupam Kiddushim, and that's where it would end. Rav Acha B'rei the Rav, Messiah Ba Mishmei the Rav Yehuda, then he learns that Rav Yehuda, so they, Rabban Bar Ravada and Rabban Bar Ravada, both said that Rav Yehuda said the bracha ends there. Came along Rav Acha, Bered the Rava, and says that Rav Yehuda said there's also a chasima if it ends off bracha to Hashem and Kadesh Yisrael Ayyadei Chupam Kiddushim. So Mor says, what's the logic of the argument? Man Deloy Chosim, the one who says that it ends, it doesn't end with the bracha to Hashem. We find many brachas. Berachas peris means brachas we say on food. Brachas we say on mitzvahs. It says brachas to Hashem alakenu machalom brei pirei gofen. Brachas to Hashem brei pirei gofen. It doesn't no chasima. It just says the first part. Aman the chasim mida have a kiddush. Just like a kiddush, where it ends off with brachas to Hashem kadesh Shabbos. So it ends off with a chasima also here as well. So Rashi gets involved in like what's the thought process. Let's start the Rashi's. Okay. B'meis chasanim. It's about 7 lines into the narrow lines. Because she looks on the chuppah's nesum. When she goes to the chuppah, which is the act of taking her to his home. Af b'meis ha'erisin. Because she makacha. Rabbi Yehuda says when they did kedushim, is mevarchan on kol birchas chasanim kinnim mafarshim. Say all of the sheva brachas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda shano. Had Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's din was b'Yehuda in the country of the medina of Yehuda shano was learned. Shemisyachelima be'erison. They would allow eris. They would allow yichud after erison. Kedei shehelima gaspo kilakamon. Or they should be comfortable with each other. And we said, I told you the Shita says, because that was to counteract the concern of the Gzeira that the governor had made. Rashi does not say that anywhere.
They would be comfortable and that would counteract.
The point of their comfortable is, if the first time a woman is with a man in relations was with this Gresha governor, we're afraid that she might feel connected to him. But if she's already been with her husband beforehand, it's less inclined to connect to this goy over here. The fichim of work and birchas chasanim mitkila. So since that was true, they would say birchas chasanim before. And the tanya beset the skala kalab lebracha sur lebala kanidu. So she's usher without shev bracha. She's usher. Wasalona is harusoyis. So we say there's an isser of arusis. It's only not drabanan. So where do we see they made the nisr on the rusas? Rashi said like this: Shagazar al yichud shapenuya. Minaraisa, a woman as long as she's not an ida, eshes isha is a nisr yichud. A woman who's tahara, which the bisman chazal. I mean, all the women, even girls went to mikvah because there was taharas all over the place. She's tahara. So what's the isser?
Right?
Went to the mikvah. Because of taharas. What?
Women.
Nowadays, only married women go to the mikveh. Unmarried women don't go to the mikveh. Even unmarried women went to the mikveh. Okay. Vavaruz lo hitirach tikanas lechupa. So the point is, they made an isser on a penuya. Chazal asked iichad of a penuya, and then they continued it till the birchas chasan. Till the chuppah, uber bracha, can appreciate kalabale bracha, sur la balakanida. Vada rabbanan amim vorkan mitzivan, uber osir lana, kidashkan mimir chanukah. So you're going to ask me the language of it's osir. Do you say osir and sivui and rabbanan? The answer is yes. We hit the law in Shosenu, Hanasuoslanu, Ayerechupa Vikidushin. And then they permitted the women, which are with Nesuin, when the process of Chuppah and Kedushin are completed. A Birchas of Paris is very pre-prates. Birchas of Mitzvah, Al-Shkita, Al-Amila. So what's the argument? Try to say it like this. The Kimon the Kula Chara Hidahi, it's all one thought. Vein Hefzik Bakasha in time, there's no request mentioned in the middle. L'Birchasima, so you don't need to repeat it at the end. Kedamer Be'er Reb Sochim. The Mor says over there, Birchas of Mitzvah, time am I, why do you not have a Chasima? Mishum the Hidahi, it's because it's one thought of thanking. So hainamik kuloi dohi, it's all with, there's no bakash in the middle. So I understand when you start off, we hold the Ma'ariv Shein the hirots and gemel chasadim is all one bracha. But in the middle, we start asking for this and asking for that. So we go back and say gemel chasadim tebel lemo yisrael. But there's no bakash over here in the middle. It's all hadah. Midiyavik kedusha. They came in the balash and kedusha he. So that we use a similar language to the Kiddush Hayom. He uses the language of Asher Kiddusham Tzavet Tzivonu Al Rayos. These are Ayerechu Bava Kiddushin. It's language of Kiddusha. Chasmin and Ba Ki Hasim.
We're saying that the
Hadassim
and the
Rebbe. So why do we do a Chasim of a Kiddush? Shun the Yesh Behev. So there is an interruption. Ki Hu Yom Tchila the Mikra Kiddush. So we start discussing not the specific idea of Bershom gave us Shabbos, but Shabbos does this and Shabbos does that. You know, so even though it's all there's no bakasha in the middle, that's also a hefzik which would require a chasim at the end. Okay.